WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump attended an interfaith service this morning and is set to meet with GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Leader John Thune this afternoon for his first full day in office.
The president says he wants Congress to move quickly on big policy priorities, taxes, energy, and action at the southern border. He's also expected to make an announcement on infrastructure later today at the White House, but no details have been released. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Lawyers are also moving quickly, filing a lawsuit on behalf of the National Treasury Employees Union against the Trump administration, alleging his executive order to make it easier to fire career federal employees would violate due process rights. And President Trump's directive on ending birthright citizenship is also facing legal challenges. The ACLU claims the order is unconstitutional. A rare winter storm sweeping across the south all the way to the east coast with record cold snow and ice, and dangerous winds are back in Southern California. Gusts up to 80 miles per hour expected. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A fatal shooting in Walworth County under investigation. We get more from Ted Aylin.
Police responded to a residence in the town of Geneva early Monday morning to find a young man who had been shot. The victim was taken to a hospital where he later died. A 52-year-old Lake Geneva man was taken into custody in connection with the shooting. He faces a charge of first-degree reckless homicide.
Congressman Glenn Grothman says if it hadn't been for TikTok, the person who set fire to his office in Fond du Lac would have likely found another reason. Reacting yesterday to the weekend fire at his office, he said it was, quote, foolish for someone to start the fire at the back door of his office. Firefighters say no one was hurt and there wasn't too much damage. And Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf is facing another lawsuit from Oshkosh's elections clerk and a Brown County voter. They want the state to shut down the MyVote system, saying it is not secure. That's news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Dangerously cold, with wind chills 30 to 20 below, warming up this afternoon to feeling 20 to 15 below. As temperatures climb throughout the evening and overnight, it will climb above zero by early tomorrow morning. Light snow moves in late, less than an inch expected. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 5 below zero. 99.7
Did you read the news?
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. The countdown is on to spring training baseball. 23 days from today, Brewers, pitchers, and catchers will report to spring training. Looking forward to it. Of course, right now everyone has cabin fever, so we're hoping for anything that's not sub-zero weather talk, right? We got Cyndi Lauper and the Clash to come. Prince on Max FM.
Max FM.
By order of the prophet, we find that who gets stuck. say it's cool to think this child came in, but as the wind changed direction and the triple band took fire, the crowd caught a wind.
We won't reach back. XFM Sports.
The basketball Badgers wrap up their road trip at UCLA tonight, shooting for their eighth straight victory. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They're coming off a win at USC on Saturday. Tip time set for 8:30 tonight on Peacock. Marquette looks to bounce back from its two-point loss to Xavier when they hit the road to take on Seton Hall tonight. That one tips 7 o'clock on Peacock. Marquette expected to promote Mike Brooker to be its next athletic director. Brooker, the deputy athletic director, has spent the last 21 years at the school. He'll replace Bill Scholl, who announced his retirement in May. Chicago Bears interviewed 15 people for their head coaching vacancy, among them former Packers coach Mike McCarthy and current Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich, but they've settled on Detroit offensive coordinator Ben Johnson, who has been highly touted after leading the Lions' high-powered offensive attack. Ohio State is the college football champion. The Buckeyes won their ninth title after beating Notre Dame 34-23. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Maximum music.
So yesterday on the show, we talked about how it was Blue Monday, the most depressing day of the year. In the Netherlands, they created a positivity campaign called the Blue Monday Challenge, which was basically to go 30 days without complaining. 30 days without complaining. They might need to do a social media ban if that's what they're aiming for, because isn't that what everyone goes on social media to do? Complain? There's no shortage of that. That is for sure. They would have to ban social for 30 days. They tried it with TikTok. Didn't go so well, did it? Bon Jovi is on 99.7 Max FM.
It's all the same. Only the names will change every day. It seems we're wasting away. Another place where the faces are so cold. I'm trying.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Stop! got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. So as you know, school was canceled today. That does mean the Baraboo Thunderbird boys basketball game versus Mauston has been postponed as well. We were going to feature that tonight at 7 o'clock. That has been postponed. And we will let you know on the makeup date for that game.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, see CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Sauk Prairie Show Choir Invitational will be happening Friday and Saturday at Sauk Prairie High School. Ticket options include a Friday night only, the all-day pass on Saturday, or an all-weekend pass. Kids 5 and under will get in for free. Check out the Sauk Prairie School website for all the details and the full schedule, as a number of show choirs from all around the area will be competing at this event. Again, Friday and Saturday at Sauk Prairie High School. And then on Sunday the 26th, it's the Sauk Prairie FFA Annual Toy Show and Pancake Breakfast. It's from 8:30 until 2 p.m. The Pancake Breakfast will be from 8 a.m. until 11:30. All the show details and information can be found at SaukPrairieFFA.com/toyshow. And celebrate Catholic Schools Week on Saturday at the Spaghetti Dinner at St. Mary's School in Portage. This will take place in the gymnasium. It's all-you-can-eat spaghetti and a salad bar. Desserts will be available for purchase as well. 4:30 until 7 p.m. on Saturday the 25th. And bundle up and enjoy a torch-lit hike at Devil's Lake State Park. The friends will stroll on a 1.5-mile-long trail from the Rock Elm Shelter up the hill to the Northern Lights Campground. You'll be following torches lit through the darkness. And then at the end of the hike, we'll have a bonfire lit and an opportunity to enjoy s'mores. This is a free event. Donations are always welcome, and you will need a park sticker to enter the park. This is going to be happening on Saturday from 5:30 until 7:30 at Devil's Lake State Park.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider, and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Dangerously cold, with wind chills 30 to 20 below, warming up this afternoon to feeling 20 to 15 below. As temperatures climb throughout the evening and overnight, it will climb above zero by early tomorrow morning. And light snow moves in late, less than an inch expected. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 3 below zero. 99.7
80s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Yes, he's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Well, today, the 21st of January, marking the second full week of the Palisades fire burning in California. It was 2 weeks ago today that it was started. Still under investigation as far as the cause. Currently impacting over 23,000 acres and is 63% contained. We wish them all the best. The brave men and women fighting that fire out there.
Sometimes I wonder how I'd ever make it through, through this world without having you. I just wouldn't have a clue. Cause sometimes it seems like this world's closing in on me, and there's no way of breaking free. And then I see you reach for me. Sometimes I wanna give up, wanna give in, I wanna quit the fight. And then I see you, baby, and everything's alright. Everything's alright. When I see you smile, I can face the world. What a touch of your hand can do. It's like nothing that I ever knew.